It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado education groups are calling for the state to cancel standardized testing this year amid a pandemic that has upended schooling. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The groups representing teachers, superintendents, and school boards released a poll showing two-thirds of the public school parents they polled don't want the spring tests. Strasburg Superintendent Monica Johnson says schools and districts have already tested students with school and district tests. She says they're focused now on closing learning gaps and planning for more summer learning.
Administering the state standardized test is going to take away from that time, and that's all it's going to do.
State lawmakers plan to debate a bill that would direct Colorado to ask the federal government for a testing waiver. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
In Mesa County, churches account for most of the recent COVID-19 outbreaks there. The county reports outbreaks at 12 churches with just over 100 total cases. Jeff Kaur is the executive director of Mesa County Public Health.
We figure out what's going on and we get it straightened out. And we also use the information that we get from the churches that are currently experiencing outbreaks to reach out to other churches.
Kaur says they will address inconsistent mask wearing at churches as well as singing, which can expand the spread of coronavirus. He adds that church outbreaks make up only a small percentage of the county's recent COVID-19 cases. Colorado was one of dozens of states to join a $573 million settlement with a consulting company over its role in the opioid epidemic. Attorney General Phil Weiser says the settlement resolves an investigation into McKinsey & Company. It found the company helped boost sales of Purdue Pharma drugs and profited from the epidemic.
What 47 states and a number of territories have done here is precedent setting. For Colorado, this is the first settlement dollars to address the opioid epidemic.
McKinsey expressed regrets but was not required to acknowledge any wrongdoing. Colorado will get nearly $10 million to address opioid addiction. Over the last two decades, nearly 5,000 Coloradans died from an overdose of prescription opioids. Colorado's Secretary of State says new business filings jumped more than 20% in the fourth quarter. That's compared to the same time the previous year. This is CPR News.